gentlemen, children of all ages,
it's Game On.
Yes, it is. The game is on. Live on the nation's number one station for news talk and sports, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, good evening. You're just about to be thrilled with a fantastic sporting session set to be delivered with the best possible expression. You're free to enjoy using your own discretion as this goes on a slow and lengthy progression. To avoid any form of suppression or compression, we're even ready to add some level of aggression just so we can pull you from the realm of depression. I tell you that because after now, you're going to be left with a positive, lasting impression. It's a Game On show brought to you by Femi and the gang. You want to call us 5G, and hey, there's so much you have to talk about, including the race for the Premier League title. And you, Arsenal, are letting Manchester City potentially have a chance to run away with it or not. What's the future of Thomas Tuchel and Oliver Kahn in Bayern with the struggles around that team in Germany at this time? And how about the guys who are also pushing themselves for the oldest cup competition in the world as to getting glory in that? Would it be a team more united, or the ones who want to light up the city? Both of them actually from Manchester for that FA Cup final. And Anthony Joshua is suggesting there could be a fight in Saudi Arabia between himself and Deontay Wilder. Novak Djokovic is a doubt for the next big thing in tennis in Madrid. Yeah, pronounce that word right, Chuma. Madrid this time around. And then, of course, we can look at Rivers United, who are trying to make Nigeria proud in the CAF Confederation Cup. I'm not sure they smiled that much over the weekend. All of these and more we have for you right here, right now on Game On with Femi and the gang.
Hi, I'm Knowledge.
And I'm Piego.
Together we are Ajibor Hustlers, and you're listening to Femi and the gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Boss Lifestyle.
Alrighty, shout out to my guys, Ajibor Hustlers, and they certainly are doing an amazing job giving us new bangers every other time, okay? But Hakot Boys, who are flying the flag of Nigeria internationally, I know they have a big show coming up in the coming days or don't they? Let's put together an exciting show right now on Nigeria Info for you. From now till 9 p.m. when Mr. Mark comes through for the Stoppage Time La Liga show. My name is Chuma Nolly, and it's time to set the ball rolling. Adeze Michael joins me on the broadcast tonight. And how are you doing, Adeze? Good evening.
Hi, Chuma. Good evening. Good evening, Lagos. Weekend filled with plenty action and plenty analysis for sure. And we're very excited to be here, sure.
Okay, well, the other guys have come through at this moment, so I think I'm going to find them for 5 minutes, you know, 5 minute deduction for 5 minute lateness. I can, for the first time on the microphone, pronounce his surname right. So let me wait and then do that so he'll feel my steeze. But first off, we can say hi to Alex Agbasiere, two tall guys who are part of this team who I'm sure should love playing basketball too. Good to see you, Alex. Welcome.
Yeah, good evening, Chuma. Good evening, Lagos. It's good to be here. First off, I think there's a technical foul, so you can put me on the sideline, but I'm good. It's good to be here. It's Monday for the first time in a long while. No football from the Premier League, and you know, we're here for Game On. I'm excited to be here. Let's talk football.
Indeed, we can talk football and every other sport too, minus basketball, on Game On for tonight. Hodovai Ikpeiko is right here in the studio too. Now, I'm sure I pronounced his name even better than you, man. Come on, give me my applause.
No, you did, Ikpeiko, yes. Good evening, Lagos. It's good to be here. Beautiful Monday, public holiday for a lot of people. Some of us don't really have public holiday, you know, so. But then it's a good day to, you know, talk about happenings from the weekend all over the world.
Indeed, Hodovai. And just before the next commercial break that comes to the fore by 7:55 p.m., I think I can start squeezing in the results that we got from the FA Cup on Saturday and Sunday. First off, it was Manchester City who progressed into the final of that oldest cup competition in the world by beating Sheffield United by 3-0. Riyad Mahrez with all 3 goals for them on the evening, becoming the first player to score a hat-trick in the semi-final stage of the FA Cup in Wembley in decades, really. It's been a long time since we last had something that good from any player in the final four stage of the FA Cup. Well, Brighton and Hove Albion took on Manchester United in the other semi-final fixture, and that was for Sunday. We had to wait for 90 minutes to see a goal, and it still didn't come after 120 minutes. Well, we were hoping and hoping, but hope never gave us a goal or goals until penalty shootouts found a way to come through. And it was Manchester United who eventually got the victory over Brighton and Hove Albion, winning by 7-6. The final penalty scored for United coming through from Victor Lindelof, and certainly some lovely moments for Erik ten Hag and his United team. He's won the Carabao Cup already. He's looking like a man who could secure top four for United so they can play in the Champions League next season. And now he's into the FA Cup final too. Yes, the man, ten Hag.
First, we are physical, strong, and we are mentally strong. So we showed the character and the personality what is necessary to do that. And I can tell you it's not so easy, but we did it. I think we were determined to win this game. Yeah, David, I think, played a great game in and out of possession, at some great saves. But he's doing so often this season great saves. We have the most clean sheets in the Premier League. Today, a clean sheet as well, because we were so determined. We fight for it. We were good organized. Of course, yeah, they had chances, but we had our chances as well in the transition and in the direct play. So, yeah, we are happy with that. And for Moresi and Jaden about penalties, yeah, we knew that. But we knew also they are comfortable in penalties.
All right, yeah, they may have been comfortable on penalties, but United found a way to come out as the victorious side in that. What that means is for the first time ever, we would have a Manchester derby in the final of the FA Cup, and that's really something big to look ahead to. We'll have a chance to speak a bit about what to expect in that final as the show progresses. For now, though, we need to sort out this quick commercial break. This is Game On. It's brought to you by Femi and the gang, and we're hitting your airwaves with a bang. There's so much more magic to come this time of asking, right after now. Yeah, welcome back to Game On with Fat G, Femi and the gang on Nigeria Info. We do have Alex Agbasiere in the studio. There's also the man you love to call Hodovai, Ikpeiko Adesie Michael, and Brownish joins us too in the studio. And just before that commercial break, we were talking about the semi-final results from the FA Cup, and we listened to Erik ten Hag speak about how United were resilient enough not to concede and eventually went on to win their last four-stage game through penalty kicks over the Brighton team. I'll run over to the Premier League now and just share with you results before we hear from the great persons in the studio with me. And hey, Fulham beat Leeds United by 2-1. That was on Saturday. It ended Brentford 1, Aston Villa 1, Crystal Palace 0, Everton 0, Leicester City 2, Wolverhampton Wanderers 1. Nigeria's Kelechi Iheanacho scored the comeback goal for Leicester in that from the penalty spot to make it 1-1 at a point before Timothy Castagne went on to score the second in the 75th minute to give Leicester all 3 points in that. And Liverpool, well, that was some exciting game. I enjoyed bringing you the action on Nigeria Info on Saturday. As regards to that game, Diogo Jota scored first for the Anfield Giants. Neco Williams made it 1-1. Jota made it 2-1. Morgan Gibbs-White ensured that there was parity at 2-2. And then Mohamed Salah stepped up in the 70th minute to score the goal that led to victory for Liverpool, as they won that by 3-2. Meanwhile, AFC Bournemouth were burnt out by West Ham United, who won the game by 4-0. Mikel Antonio, as the name is pronounced, Lucas Paqueta, Declan Rice, and also Pablo Fornals were the goal scorers for David Moyes' side in that. And Newcastle decimated Tottenham Hotspur by not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, but by 6-1. Jacob Murphy, Joe Linton, Murphy with a couple of goals, Isak with a couple of goals too. And guess what? After the 21st minute of the game, Newcastle had already scored 5. So it was done and dusted at that stage. Harry Kane gave Spurs a bit of cause to think about something when he made it 5-1. And then there was Callum Wilson wrapping things up in the 67th minute of that, winning 6-1 for Newcastle. On Friday night, we saw Arsenal play, and the Gunners were victorious on Friday night. Arsenal hoping that they could win, and I use the word victorious because having to come from 3-1 down to make it 3-3 felt like they won the game, you know, that kind of feeling, because therefore don't lose out, lose all 3 points. So it felt like victory, but in the race for the Premier League title, it was a very bad experience for the Gunners again, because they've lost 6 points from 9 in the last 3 matches. The Gunners doing what Nigeria did against Brazil in Atlanta 96, but they couldn't go a step further because there was no extra time in this one, so they could not go and score golden goal and win 4-3. Bukayo Saka scoring the goal that made it 3-3, and that's how things stood. Man City did not play in the league because of the FA Cup. So Arsenal still, as we speak, have as many as a 5-point advantage over the Citizens. However, Man City have 2 games in hand on Arsenal, and also Man City have Arsenal to play. So everything could be thrown off balance. And that's why, based on the back and forth, the kind of conversations I've seen on social media, I thought we deserved to speak about it live on radio too. I saw our colleague and friend Chukwudi, husband material, this evening before getting to the studio. I was like, Chuma, so now so Arsenal don't throw a league title. I say, ah, Chukwudi, are you sure they've lost it already? He say, Chuma, they don't lose them. I say, okay, I'm going to argue this stuff out with my colleagues in the studio. So let's get to Hodovai first off on this. Is Arsenal's title ambition, in quotation mark, over? I know you're going to, and I use the word quotation mark because it's easy to say no, Chuma, mathematically they can still win it. But by quotation mark, you know where I'm going to. Do you think it's over?
No, it's not. Like, I mean, there's Wednesday. I think after Wednesday, I was speaking with Alex on Sunday. After Wednesday, we're going to have a clearer picture. Wednesday is a very key game. It might not even decide everything, but then after Wednesday, there's a clearer picture because the 6 points are out of the way. So you look at what the table is at that point. So for now, Arsenal are not out of the title race. They are not. They have a 5-point lead. I mean, you have 5 points on the table, even though City have 2 games in hand. They haven't won those games yet. So it's still in... I mean, City win their games, they win the league.
Yeah.
But as it stands, Arsenal are still topping the table and are still in front of Manchester City.
What do you think, Adeze?
Well, I think it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. And the thing is, if it were another opponent, probably Liverpool or Manchester United or even a Chelsea, you could feel okay that they would have lifeline somewhere. It's gone because they've drawn 3 consecutive games. West Ham, Liverpool, Southampton. And all of them, they struggled. They're struggling today because of Zinchenko and Saliba. And Zinchenko, he came back in the game against Southampton. But Saliba is even a big major that because of his back injury that has some structural damage. It's even complicated. Now, the defense these days are shipping in goals. They're shipping in goals. How many goals have they considered? 3-2. And two, they've shipped in about 7 goals in 3 games. This is not Arsenal. And going to the Etihad, City gets stronger when the season is about to end. And they've demonstrated it time and time again. Kevin De Bruyne sat on the bench for 5 games. And then it took only one sentence for the manager to tell him. He just said, do the basic thing simple. And that word alone, Kevin De Bruyne is backfiring, providing a lot of assists. You have to keep him on the bench for his head to calm down. Like, yeah, okay, you're the Rolls Royce, you're the main man, you're the driver, you're the engine. But for Arsenal to go to Etihad, the best result they can get there will be a draw on Wednesday. The best result they can get is a draw. And Manchester City have 2 games now. Yes, the points on the board is actually more important than the ones that have not been played, like they say. But the is now out of their hands. I'm not ruling them off completely unless something happens to City. And again, they scored debt. They had to unleash Haaland against Sheffield United. How? This squad debt is just... Mahrez came off the bench. He's not really gotten minutes because Bernardo Silva occupied that right lane alongside Kevin De Bruyne. He got a hat-trick. So you're contending against City that been there before. They've done it on the last day last year. They were losing to Aston Villa. Everyone felt the title was going to go to Liverpool on the last day. But suddenly, they just within 5 minutes, they were scoring 2-3 goals. Zikago and Dogan. So, if it were another team, I would have said, oh, Arsenal go. But this is City.
Yeah.
They've blown the chance when they drew their last 3 games. So, I think it's gone.
Okay. Odovai says they still have it. Adeze says it's gone.
And quickly, St. James is back. Newcastle have only lost 4 Premier League games this season, back-to-back to Liverpool, and the other one they lost to, was it Aston Villa?
You don't be.
Only 4 games are going to St. James's Park. It's quite a tall order.
Alex, you could be the tiebreaker for us on this. Just before I switch to more things, I know Brownish would love to have his say, but I wouldn't. This topic may not go around for one at a time. But be the tiebreaker for us, Chief.
I'd like to sit on the fence because
which kind of life with this, no, Alex?
To be honest, because I think what Adesia said is spot on. What Dovai said too, spot on. Because you know, there's no guarantee that Man City will win those games that they have in hand. You know, Arsenal still 5 points clear. But you have to look at it from a realistic standpoint.
Okay.
You know, City are always undefeated just through the end of the season. That's number one. Number two, Arsenal won their last game at the City Ground in 2015. That's a long time ago. That's 8 years in the running.
Yeah.
So they don't have they don't have that backing when they go to the City Ground to play football. They always lose, or you know, sometimes get a draw out of that stadium. They never win there. So, like Odovai said, on Wednesday is important because for Arsenal, if they win on Wednesday, then you know they make it 8 points.
Yeah.
City still have six to steal if they win their two outstanding games. So that keeps Arsenal ahead of City. You know, but it's dicey and it's difficult. I've seen crazy things happen in football over the years.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen teams come back from, you know, point where you don't believe them to come back from. You know, a lot of people would say that Manchester City are riding on a high. And if you look at the games that both teams have before the end of the season, Arsenal have more difficult games than Manchester City. City, on the other hand, have games against Leeds, Fulham, I think Brentford in there too, Wolverhampton. Okay, Arsenal will play Wolverhampton at the last game of the season. They have Newcastle United. That's where I think one of the big problems for Arsenal would be. They also have Wolverhampton Wanderers. They have Chelsea. And you know, and they have, I think, Brentford, if I'm not mistaken. So for Arsenal, they have, you know, more difficult games before the end of the season. For City, on the other hand, I think they have the easier fixtures before the end. So I'm going to sit on the fence on this one. I wish and I hope that the league runs to the last game of the season. It will be interesting to see. We've seen City win the Premier League, I think, in Mancini won last game of the season. And last year we saw Pep Guardiola's City win at the last game. It would be nice to see Arsenal win just at the last game of the season. But like I said, I'll sit on the fence on this one.
Right.
I think City have an advantage, slight advantage. Those two games are winnable games.
This is a setup for Brownish, really, because you basically want to.
But I'm sitting on the fence, Chuma. I'm not taking any sides.
Hopefully, Humpty Dumpty, who sat on the wall, will not fall because that's where you are now.
Yeah, hopefully.
Brownish will be that tiebreaker after we pick a few calls now, because what that means is it's 1-1 and then a guy sitting on the fence. There has to be a guy to push this thing to at least stay somewhere, let it stand on his own.
I know where he's going.
Arsenal still having that title as theirs. Can we boldly say that Arsenal's title ambition is over? And like I said, now for the sake of the listener, so you don't get it twisted, of course, everything is still possible, right? Arsenal can still win the title. As we speak, Arsenal are 5 points clear over Man City. There's a famous saying, a bed in hand is better than two in the bush. But when we use that context, do you think Arsenal title's ambition is in quotes over? It's from the perspective of the argument that Man City know how to close the season on the high. It's from the perspective of the argument that Arsenal have not won a game in the last three matches. It's from the perspective of the argument that Arsenal have, on paper, more difficult games in the running. You know, the guys have mentioned that. Alex has done that. Adesi also, you know, there's Newcastle in the running. There's Brighton and Hove Albion in the running. There's even Manchester City in the running too. There's Chelsea too, even though they don't respect Chelsea too much these days anymore. Let's go to Femi Omotayo or first off, who's calling us via Skype before we get your calls come through on the show Game On tonight. Okay, is Femi there? Fantastic. Thanks, Alex. Hi, Femi.
Hi, Chimola. Hi, everyone in the studio.
Yeah, great to have you join us. Just remind us of where you're calling us from, please.
Yeah, I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. I've been trying to call in during the NBA show.
We're just wrapping up court side, so we couldn't pick that call then,
Yeah, no problem. For Arsenal, I think it's a tough one for them. I think it's going to be very hard for them if they can get any results in Etihad. Previously, they were saying, oh, maybe when they had that maybe 8 point lead, if they can get a draw in Etihad. Right now, because they are now maybe 6 or 5 point lead and City has the advantage, now they are shifting their post. They are saying they are trying to get a win in Etihad. That's a very tall order for them. A very tall order. You are in the highs of Mahrez and all the strikers that City has. So they should just forget it. It's gone. Not too long.
Wow.
Like I did.
Wow.
Like I did say. Cool down. You know, I'm not seeing Lakers as one of the favorites for this. I know you like it.
The Mavericks.
No, no, no. We're taking it a game at a time. Don't worry, a game at a time.
There's nothing for the Lakers. Nothing for them.
No problem. Let's see how it goes. No problem. Thank you so much.
Come here one time. Thank you so much. Pleasure hearing from you from Dallas, Texas in the USA. 0700-993-993-993. That's our phone number.
Chuma, quickly. Sorry, just 5 seconds. Mm. The one that is even most importantly is that they're playing with a lot of emotions.
At Arsenal now, right?
Yes, Arsenal. Tony and I sat down here on Friday. Mm. They're playing like they're under pressure. They're playing like something that maturity and composure that City brings, we saw it was lacking completely. And as the final whistle blew, all the players just threw themselves on the ground. They just see that something wrong has happened. Maybe it's even going to help them if City beats them on Wednesday and then City takes the number one position. Then let them be the one chasing instead of City chasing them. It could help, you know, their psyche because they've really been emotional. Even Arteta on the touchline has shown a lot of drama.
It's been a draining experience for them, for sure. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, Alex, you're on point. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello. Good evening, Chuma.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, everybody in the house.
Good evening.
Yeah,
Chuma, just like Adizi said, it's over. See, when you are running a race with Usain Bolt is coming behind you. You are a problem. Douglas, you allow Usain Bolt to overtake you. You are a more problem. And Arsenal's greatest undoing, Chuma, will be going to Etihad with the mindset of going there to win. If they dare go there to win, I come out in full force to attack Man City. Man City will roast Arsenal on Wednesday.
All right. Wow. Thank you, Friday. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, Alex. I think we have Power AY.
Okay.
That's some name. Power AY. Hi.
Is he there?
Okay. Active now. That's what he's showing to us. Okay.
He was calling us through Skype.
But I think he's outside Nigeria. Hopefully, we can get his call as we progress. But back to the phone lines now. A few more calls.
Hello?
Yes. So, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, sir.
Arsenal must see them on Wednesday. Well, Arsenal will lose the against Man City. Probably, Man City will take the league. That's the only thing.
So Man City will take the league, meaning that Arsenal's race is over.
Man City will take the league.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. Good evening, Stro. Good night. Okay, we have Power AY in our life. Hi, Power AY.
Hey, hello, Chuma. Good afternoon.
Okay, now I suspect you're in the USA, right?
Yeah, I'm calling from Arlington, Texas.
Fantastic. All of you guys are in Texas. You're having fun there. That's some name you have. Is it AY Ayo?
Yes.
Oh, great. Power Ayo. Welcome, AY. So let's get to it. Is Arsenal's title ambition over, in quote?
Well, I think Arsenal title is over for me. I don't know any other. I think it's over because they had it in their hand before and they lose it.
But they're still 5 points clear.
Yeah, there may be 5 points, but City still they have some games
in
to
hand.
Play.
Yeah, two games in hand.
Yeah, they still have two games to play. I keep hearing people saying, do you think City will win? Lord, I am telling you categorically that City, they're going to win all the games in their hand. City are going to win. No, of course, look, it is down to the wire now. City knows that this league is now in their hand. Arsenal, they really fumble with it. They fumble with it. Look, I've always been telling people, Arsenal will always do what Arsenal does every season. You know, even here, I had a couple of Arsenal fans here. My friend, they're telling me, the season is over. I said, look, season is not over. You guys are not going to win your games. Now, look at it. They draw 2-3 games.
In a row,
And now, in a row. And now they're saying City is going to lose their game. They're praying for City to lose their game or draw their game.
Okay.
Look, City is not. They're not going to lose their game. They're going to win all their games. And Arsenal is going to cry at the end of the day. I am telling you.
Read them, Akula. Ayo, thank you for speaking to us. Okay. Let's bring in my tiebreaker now on this conversation. We can see your comments also on social media. Alex will be reading some of those thoughts on WhatsApp. You can drop them on Twitter too, throughout Nigeria Info FM. Here's our WhatsApp number for the record. You can save it in advance. Okay. 0809-597-5805. Now, Brownish, in defense of Arsenal, as you become my tiebreaker on this, and then we can move to more topics on Game On tonight. They have only one thing they are focused on. Man City, they distracted by two other competitions. Abino Biso,
Yeah, to be honest, I don't understand where it's coming from. Arsenal still have a 5-point lead. I realize that City have the tendency, and you know from past precedents, that Arsenal can. Arsenal would drop more points. City probably won't drop points. But here's the thing. The thing is, people are doing the same thing they've been doing all season, and that's underrating Arsenal, right? And what has Arsenal been doing since they've been underrating them? They've been proving people wrong, at the very least for this season, right? There's no guarantee that Arsenal will go away to City and lose, right? City are not impenetrable. We know that City can be beaten. We've seen them get beaten this season. And Arsenal are current league leaders. Arsenal have conceded some of the least goals this season. I think the only team who have conceded less goals than Arsenal has to be Newcastle United. And personally, I just feel like it's a really good season for Arsenal. They've hit a rough bump right now, but it's about the mentality of the players. We've seen them come from behind, you know, and just, you know, just absolutely blow teams out of the water. So I really strongly believe that, you know, that Arsenal will come from behind and possibly, you know, just shock people. So as a tiebreaker, I'll go for Arsenal. I believe Arsenal.
Okay, so this battle, as Alex goes to WhatsApp, thanks for your thoughts, by the way, Brownish. Yeah. You know, towards the end of this conversation, the battle is tilting towards Arsenal's favour, as the case is. So it's 2-1 for the Gunners at the moment in this race. And Alex is still sitting on the fence.
No, I'm on the fence.
He's not falling down yet.
Yeah, I'm never by time yet.
Mm-hmm. Alex, what's happening on WhatsApp?
Well, on WhatsApp, we have messages. This one says, this one's from Shego in Ogun State. He says, good evening, guys in the studio. What is happening to Arsenal at the moment is a slight decline in form. I think they have done well in their level and standard this season. They have found a way to map out and stretch and get results. Yeah. It's a uphill task to go to City and win, but I think that Arsenal will win the league this season. This one says, good evening, Fat G official. Manchester City has it 100%. No doubt on my side. Haaland would roast them, scoring two hat tricks. They should just make it 3 or 4 goals, Sha. He wants Arsenal to lose by 4 or 3 goals on Wednesday. Tunji from Lagos sent in that one. This one says, I'm choked from Ikorodu. Mm. Well, Arsenal fans, it's not over for them. City has not played their outstanding game.
Yeah.
And for Arsenal, they are still on top of the league. I can get the Arsenal hatred from a lot of people. But I think that they will win the league this season. This one says, hello, guys. Maybe Arsenal can win the league next season, but this season, it's gone. OJ from US sending in that message. The other one comes in. Now, this one says, the game is over for Arsenal. They can chop. They go chop them on Wednesday. Favor from Beggar sent in that one. Another one here says, you people are forgetting that the target for Arteta was to qualify the team for the Champions League. Winning the league is a bonus. Haters, rest. Well, I don't agree. I actually don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
When
you're on top of the league, what do you fight for? You fight to win the league. It's not about qualifying for the Champions League. You don't say 2 games in hand and not a point on the board. Was City sleeping? It was when City were sleeping, Arsenal made that gain of points over them. Arsenal has been the most consistent team in the EPL. People can... Well, I'm not going to take that last one, but it was coming from Victor. I'll take one last one before I hand over to you, Chuma. My son says, good evening, guys. Arsenal will bottle this league. City will spare them, Sha. But I think Arsenal will bottle the league. King Samuel from Ikeja.
Thank you very much for that.
So saying that maybe City might draw or lose the game, but still win the league.
So more like pity Arsenal, draw the game, give them hope, and then go on
to win the league.
Wahala for this life. All right, insurance of Benin, Benin Insurance, as you love to call them from years back. They still look like a bunch who would not draw points. They are trying to reenact what Arsenal did in 2003-2004, which is go the entire season unbeaten. And so far, they still are on course to achieving that fate. Their latest game on Saturday emerging as a game where they turned out the victorious side. They won that one. At the point, it was 2-0 in their favour, but they saw their rivals try to fight back, and then they held on to the end. Insurance beating El Kanimi Warriors by 2-1. Ishmael Seriki and Austin Ogunye were the goal scorers for the team who are called the Benin Arsenal or something like that, really. You know, they're that good. Enyimba were held to a 1-1 draw by Remo Stars in their own fixture in Group A of the Nigeria Premier Football League. And the boss of that side is Finidi George. I'm not in a hurry to judge him, though, but I think that he needs to make Enyimba play better than Enidi now, really. They need to do better.
This is a game... Like always, this game had ended 4-1 or 5-2. it would have been a good result for them. We had the chances, we even missed the penalty. Gentlemen, it's a difficult one, but I think the boys fought to the last of the whistle.
So that's Finidi George. And again, when your team drops points at home, you struggle to explain that as a boss. And he says Enyimba should have won convincingly based on how well they played in the game. But hey, they shared the spoils 1-1 in that. Plateau United beat Nasarawa United by a goal to nothing. It was Shooting Stars 3, Gombe United 0. And in Group B, Doma United ran out 2-1 winners over Bayelsa United. For Niger Tornadoes, it was some convincing victory. They beat Abia Warriors 3-0. And the Sunshine Stars were 1-0 victors over Lobi Stars. Let's sort out another quick commercial break. When we return on Game On, we have more to come your way, including a wrap of action in the other big leagues on the European continent. What's happening to Bayern and Oliver Kahn and Thomas Tuchel? How about Rivers United in the CAF Confederation Cup and Novak Djokovic, who's going to be out of the Paris Masters? What's the problem? We'll let you in on that. More of your thoughts to come to you on Twitter, WhatsApp and the phone lines. This is Game On. It's live on Nigeria Info with Femi and the gang. Stay with us. Welcome back. We're here to enrich your sporting knowledge, lucky fertilizer. And I had to start on that one. And we're certainly giving you something more than what you get from a tantalizer at this time. Welcome back to Game On with Femi and the gang on Nigeria Info. Now, you don't want to know what I was speaking about with the guys in the studio off the microphone. Let's not go there. Let's focus on sporting stories. Before the commercial break, we're asking a pertinent question about Arsenal's title ambition and if it's over or not. And my word, have we had so many comments and messages pouring in on Twitter. It is at Nigeria Info FM. That's the WhatsApp portal too. And the phone lines as well as Skype have been buzzing all this while. Now, just to remind you that you can also drop more comments on WhatsApp. Alex is terrified as to how many are staring at him. Don't worry, we'll leave it for now. We'll get to WhatsApp as we progress on the show. My name is Chuma Nali. There's Alex Agbasiere just by my side. There's Adesian Michael, also Odovai Ekweiko, and the man you love to call Chigozie Brownish, a man who's as cool as ice. In fact, someone says he's as cool as an AC and he has so many fans. You know that feeling, kind of. Yeah, so we do have you out there too. Rivers United have fans because they are the only Nigerian side left on the continent playing in the CAF Confederation Cup for this season. But maybe they were not united enough in their ambition for success at the Goswill Akpabio Stadium in Oyo. The pride of Rivers didn't get the results they were craving for, and it led to this response from Stanley Guma.
It was a bad day for us. We didn't get our acts right. But I would say that it's football. You know, when the game started, we had the game at our hands. We had a lot of scoring chances in the first half, and players couldn't convert them until we had a bit upper hand of the game first half. Till the second half, when opponents scored as a result of a defensive mistake, and then that goal, I think, really motivated them, and they come out to play. You know, the second goal they got was against the run of play because it was an opportunity for us to score a goal.
Chai. Wahala, Iguma, sorry. You know, it's too stress yourself with explanation. My prayer is that you guys do better in the second leg. But just for the record, Fiston Maele, he scored the two goals. A brace for young Africans. They are also called Yanga of Tanzania. Then call Nigeria, Kondu Yanga, beat Rivers United by 2-0 at the Goswill Akpabio Stadium in Oyo yesterday afternoon. Where does this leave the Nigerian contingent, Adeze? Is there any chance we can go to Tanzania and turn things around? Because I'm sure that so many football fans in the country have already lost hope on the chances of the Port Harcourt team.
I think I was a bit surprised with the results.
I was too.
I was a bit surprised because Rivers United, I brag about how they have goals in their game. Mm. Even if they don't win, at least they usually land soccer punches before they let you go. And I saw the game in parts. I saw a team that were flat. I saw a team that were pedestrian. I saw a team that lacked attitude and character. Mm. It's easy to jump on key players missing. Yes, we know, just like Arsenal are struggling without Saliba and Zinchenko, who just came back. But as a coach, there's a reason why Rivers United, they changed their recruitment model some 2 years ago when they started going, they drew the Enyimba model, where they don't, they're like Real Madrid these days. They just go and push other clubs' best players and assemble, and then they get the quick result. Yes, there's no Paul Akwa, there's no Maurice Chukwu he mentioned. But however, there's Nima Wangwa, there's Bolaji Sakin, there's Chiamaka Amadu. All of these players have goals in them. When the moment you didn't get that goal in the first 45, you would have given your opponent advantage. And, you know, generally in Nigeria, when we just like to stick on one game per week. But I ask myself the question, we've seen teams play 3 games in 9 days, even 8 days. But why don't we do that? Professionally, I think it's very poor because they've had to move all of their games, all of the energy channeling into the Confederations Cup for you not to even muster a goal at home. I think it's really, really poor. And I think in the second leg, they will fight because they're professionals, right? But I think they don't have the discipline, the right tactical discipline to go to Dar es Salaam Stadium and fight back. It's quite disappointing that it's not even Pyramid of Egypt. It's not even the Wydad Casablanca. I watched Wydad's game, Wydad and the other team just over the weekend. These guys, their football is on another level. But this is young Africans. I was very happy. Like, oh, they are going to Tanzania, that they can get something. But it's really disappointing. It's a tall order. Okay. In as much as we want to be optimistic because we are Nigerians, it's going to be difficult for them to score 3 goals. They need to start with 2-2, to calm nerves down and set the balance, the tie on even. And then where are you going to get an extra third goal? And look at their performances away from home. The record is poor in terms of picking up maximum points away from home. So they shot themselves in the foot. Yeah. Bad attitude, no tactical discipline yesterday. And then it was disappointing.
People in Port Harcourt listening to you say Wydad would have said Wydad you, which is a famous line in that part of the country, really. But guys, we're going to leave Rivers United. I'm still praying, you know, that a miracle happens away from home. In Africa, there's still the away goal rule, which is what Adizia was speaking about. If this were to be the UEFA Champions League, all they need to do is score 2 goals and maybe push the game into penalty kicks and all that. But guys, let's come back to Europe now, only after I touch on a few more stories away from football for a second or two, okay? The guy Novak Djokovic, who we love so much in tennis, has been ruled out of the Madrid Masters because of an injury concern. That's a big challenge for Novak Djokovic. Organizers of the competition have confirmed that Djokovic cannot be part of the party, and in fact no reason has been given for his withdrawal, though in a statement the tournament organizers were wishing Djokovic a speedy recovery. But we have not been told what exactly his injury concern is and why he's going to be out of this competition and perhaps for how long he's going to be out. So we're just having to speculate at this time. And in boxing, you know, the guy Anthony Joshua has admitted that there's a potential, a possibility of him having to fight against Deontay Wilder in Saudi Arabia before the end of this year. Yes, that's something he's mentioned to us. And well, that's not Nigerian for now, by us, I mean the media. So we have our fingers crossed and we will be hoping that, you know, perhaps there's also been rumors of a four-man fight, you know, Usyk will fight against the man Tyson Fury, and then Anthony Joshua will take on Deontay Wilder. Whoever wins will now face the other guy to unify the heavyweight division. We're not certain about that one, but the one we seem to be certain about to some level, it's a suggestion from Anthony Joshua that Wilder could be a guy he fights in Saudi Arabia before the end of the year. Fans of Bayern Munich will be fighting that guy. You know, they always ask for more Bayern fans, right? Like Oliver Twist. And at the moment, you know, there's a twist around Oliver because Oliver Kant, even though his name is Oliver Kahn, you know, really, because again, he brought in somebody who has not given them the right outcome. And this is why I'm going to you guys. Bayern Munich in the Bundesliga, just after I touch on the other big leagues in Europe for you. Napoli are closer to winning the Serie A title than ever before. We have a live game now in the Serie A. It's halftime. Atalanta leading Jose Mourinho's AS Roma by a goal to nothing. Mario Pasalic with the only goal of that game so far after 39 minutes. Elsewhere in the Italian Serie A over the weekend, it was Empoli losing to Inter by 3-0. Juventus were beaten by Napoli. Juventus had 2 goals chopped off by VAR. And then Napoli scored just one. Giacomo Raspadon scoring in additional time to give them that victory, 1-0. So Napoli need just about one or two more wins to be crowned champions. And AC Milan beat Lecce by 2-0 also on Sunday in the Italian Serie A. For Spanish La Liga on Sunday. Barcelona beat Atletico Madrid 1-0. Brownish is smiling. He's going to have a chance to speak with his man, Mr. Ma, when they come to Stoppage Time La Liga by 9 p.m. because it's the first time in the world that Barca are getting the double over Atletico Madrid in the same season. Sevilla beat Villarreal by 2-1. Another result from the Spanish La Liga from the weekend. And you certainly want to talk about Real Madrid and what they have to offer, right? After progressing into the semi-final stage of the UEFA Champions League. Well, Real Madrid beat Celta Vigo by 2-0. Now to Bayern in this life. How far, Thomas Tuchel? Borussia Dortmund are back on top of the Bundesliga table after beating Eintracht Frankfurt 4-0. And before they played, Bayern Munich were beaten 3-1 against Mainz. Now, Bayern scored first in the game, but Mainz came back to score 3 goals and win the fixture. What that means is, in 37 games for Julian Nagelsmann, the ex-Bayern manager who was sacked, he lost only 3 games in 37 matches this season. Thomas Tuchel comes in, and in his first 7 matches, he's lost 3 games too. And those 3 games are massive. He's been knocked out of the UEFA Champions League by Manchester City. He's been knocked out of the DFB Pokal Cup, which is the FA Cup in Germany. And now he's been knocked out of number one position in the Bundesliga. This is a team that he joined who were going for a treble. And now under him, they're in trouble, guys. So Oliver Kahn is the man who sacked Nagelsmann. And with hindsight now, it looks like Kahn may have made mistakes. Kahn is still saying Tuchel is the man who will take them to paradise. So I want to find out from all of you in this studio now, and the listener too, should Oliver Kahn resign or be sacked? Now, again, he's a chief executive officer of Bayern Munich, yeah. So I think the honorable thing will be to resign. But I don't know. I'm going to start with you, Brownish, as quickly as you can. Should Oliver Kahn resign his position as CEO of Bayern, looking at how the team has capitulated because he sacked Julian Nagelsmann, who was winning, but Kahn said Bayern were not playing as well as they should with swashbuckling football?
Yeah, well, personally, I feel like he should. Because I don't think he sacked Julian Nagelsmann purely out of, you know, the sporting parts of things. I think he sacked him based on personal differences. And when you're running the business, you can't afford to let personal differences come between you and getting the job done. Mm. Nagelsmann was getting the job done. Bayern were in a strong place. They had just overtaken Borussia Dortmund. They were in the UEFA Champions League in a strong position as well. And personally, I feel like maybe Oliver Kahn was a bit of a control freak. We know that German football is a lot more controlled than football across other parts of, you know, Europe. But I think personally, when you start letting your own biases affect what goes on in your team or what goes on in whatever organization you're running, then you need to take a step back. Maybe go on vacation for a long time and then come back and see if the position is still open for you. I personally think you should step back from that role. Maybe he's been at the helm too long and he's starting to, you know, fall into the pit of wanting to, of over-believing himself. He believed he said die. To the point where...
It was
B.O.B. based on belief.
It was a stupid decision to even sack Nagelsmann in the first place.
Okay, let me allow you lunch.
I can understand, you know, but it wasn't a good decision because they were in a good place, you know, before Nagelsmann left.
But he said that the kind of quality squad they had, they were not playing that kind of football, you know, win games.
Now they have a new manager. They were in front of a treble. Now they, in 5 games, because the Bundesliga will finish in match day 34. They've played 29 games. Yeah. Just 5 games to go. If Dortmund hold out, they'll win the league this season. So that means...
So you go from
treble to nothing. So it'll be the first time FC Bayern München are, you know, going trophyless in a season
or more.
For the past, I think, 11 seasons, if I'm not mistaken.
Bundesliga champions now for 10 years in a row.
For 10 years in a row, they always win a trophy. Mm-hmm. And now, yeah, I'm in line with Brownish. When Uli Hoeneß was the CEO, he didn't allow personal differences come into making decisions for Bayern. You know, they had a steady and continuous way of keeping their football afloat. Though you want to say that in Germany, it's kind of like, you know, Bayern here, other teams down there and stuff like that. But then we've seen this season, you know, they're sometimes vulnerable at the back. Sometimes their style of football isn't working. And to lose that game from a winning position against Mainz, it wasn't 1-1. It didn't end 2-1. It ended 3. Mainz had to come back, score 3 goals in that game. And Dortmund saw that chance, won their game by 4 goals to nil. It was even surprising to see Dortmund score 4 against Eintracht Frankfurt. And, you know, they are now on top of the table. Still 1 point difference between the two sides. But hopefully, for the sake of football being different this season, Napoli will win the league for the first time in the 80s.
33 years, yeah.
You know, Barcelona are coming back. If they win the league, they're coming back to win the league first time in 3 seasons. If Arsenal do it, it will be a miracle. You know, I've talked about Napoli.
Won the World Cup first
Argentina
time
won the World Cup. You know, so it's a different football season. So hopefully, I'm saying hopefully because you know I want a new champion in Germany. So hopefully Dortmund can see out the season and win the Bundesliga.
I'm going to come to Hodovai before we go to the listener now because I want to get calls on WhatsApp and also perhaps. You know, the other guys on other social media platforms. Hodovai, it's easy to just say, Oliver Kahn, you can't leave this place. But get his point now.
No, I don't want you to go.
Okay, I'm coming to you in a bit.
Yeah, I don't want you to go.
I was having this conversation with one of our colleagues, I think it was David, after our presentation on Saturday. And I told him, there could be argument that, okay, why didn't you get Tuchel? Because you were scared somebody else would get him because he was free. Why didn't you tell him, guy, take over at the end of the season? Make we just allow Mason Nagelsmann do a thing they do, finish, go. And then I now told David, but peradventure, imagine that they told Tuchel, don't worry, at the end of the season, you take over. And then Nagelsmann now went on to win a treble. How will you justify sacking Nagelsmann if you won a treble at the end of the season, if you told Tuchel, wait, you take over at the end of the season? You know, so it was for them, it was like, Omar, Tuchel, they're free now. Before anybody else takes him, you get, let us get this guy now because long-term plans is for this guy. But then somebody also argued, 35-year-old Nagelsmann had ensured that he won all of his 8 games in the Champions League. You know, before Tuchel now came, they're not coming from Champions League. So, how far can he or can't he?
No, he should stay. I mean, we all agree that it was a very rash decision to let him go. But once you've made the mistake, you have to leave and see your mistake themselves. I mean, imagine him resigning now or something, that's chickening out. His CEO and of Bayern, and Bayern are one of the best run clubs in the world. So you make a mistake, you have to correct that mistake. And I mean, if they end up not winning anything, it's going to be an out and out mistake. And next season is a season where they have to correct it. They have, you know, they are good enough to win the league, good enough to win the DFB Pokal. They can win the treble next season for all we know. So yes, if this mistake happens, if they don't win anything, as it stands, it looks like a mistake already. But then he has to be there to follow through. There's no way you make that decision to sack Nagelsmann for Tuchel and you're not going to fight to see that action yield fruits. It hasn't yielded fruits yet, but I'm sure Kahn is beating himself up and he's going to try to make things right. Tuchel is a good manager, let's be sincere. He won the Champions League not too long ago.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't think he won the league with Dortmund, but he's a very good manager and he can do the business. So you understand to some extent why he brought Tuchel to some extent, very little, but you know that if given time, he can, you know, do a lot of things with Bayern Munich.
Can I come from a funny angle?
Sorry, you cannot.
Just
come
quickly.
Sit time.
I just wanted to come from a funny angle because Tuchel is a former Dortmund manager.
We get carried away. Right? Hold on a day. Let's get 2 calls from the listener. Let's get 2 calls from the listener. Alex, help me out.
All right.
30 seconds per listener. Should Oliver Kahn resign or be sacked or something? Welcome.
Hello. Good evening.
Yes, good evening. What's your name, please?
This is Toby from Stella.
Okay, quickly, please.
I think he should be sacked or resign. Because it's a wrong decision for him to sack Nagelsmann.
Okay. Thank you so much. I love the fact you went straight to the point. One more, yeah. That is in a bit.
Hello?
Yes, good evening. You're live on Game On.
This is Moses.
Okay, Moses. Let's go.
I want to talk about Rivers United.
Quickly, no problem.
Are you saying Nigeria? Well, I don't know what is wrong with Nigeria clubs. How can you, Tanzania club, we score 2-0? Tanzania. That's how Kwara United stick out from the same cup. Winning 4-1 and losing 3-0 away. 3 goals scored in second half. I don't think Nigeria, we have, for now, we don't have good coaches.
Wow. Thank you for speaking to us, man.
It's very annoying.
Yeah,
2-0 Tanzania, not Morocco, not Egypt, not South Africa, not Ghana, Tanzania.
I understand.
It's too bad, though.
All right, I'm sorry. It really is annoying, I understand. This comment on WhatsApp just says Tommy Tuchel, that's his name. Thomas Tuchel, that's what he calls Tuchel now, is an overhyped porter.
No way, I don't agree with that.
Let me come in here.
Yeah.
Bayern have a model. They have, he's a machine. He's set automatically. Oliver Kahn is in hot water, he has to go. His mismanagement started when Lewandowski left. They were not able to replace him. And now, please don't tell me Sadio Mane. Sadio Mane is not a number 9. Yeah, he can deploy there because of the flexibility we see in football these days where a winger can play across front 3. But Bayern were dreaming for a number 9. They saw that against City when Haaland visited. That was the kind of number 9 they wanted when he allowed Lewandowski. That was where the caveat started showing up. They have a good structure. I mean, Hans Rummenigge, the former CEO, was everything was spot on. And somebody saying you had to sack Julian Nagelsmann because Thomas Tuchel is around. That's what they call pre-contract agreement. Players even do it. Yeah, you want Tuchel at the end of the season, you go tie him up. Sign an agreement. Okay, we want you. Disrupting such a big achievement. And believe you me, Truma, Nagelsmann would have won that Bayern title because he already has a system working. And again, what is Tuchel's philosophy with Bayern? He plays 3-4-3. It's not going to work there. Bayern are a side that leverage on 4-2-3-1. They've got good midfielders that do that. Joshua Kimmich in that midfield area, Leon Goretzka, all of them. So you're going, who are you going to play 3-4-3? All of those players are very used to 4-2-3-1. Is never a fit. It is never. The manager, the style, the decision to sack Hans Nagelsmann, Oliver Kahn, and Thomas Tuchel, all of them, they have to go. They've messed up the club.
It don't be for this life. Overrated Tuchel. You can take Tuchel out of Chelsea, but you can't take Chelsea out of Tuchel. That's a comment from Greenish on WhatsApp. Well, you cannot take Femi and the gang out of the studio. Not for now, though, because our time is not up officially. But we have a commercial break. When we return from that, we'll wrap up proceedings for Game On and hand over to Mr. Ma for Stoppage Time La Liga. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're still having so much fun on Game On. Pop up the music, move it, move. Switch up the rhythm, move it, move. Turn up the flavor, move it, move. Everything on 100, move it, move. Pop up the music, move it, move. Switch up the rhythm, move it, move. Turn up the flavor. Vibes on vibes, everything on 100. Turn up the flavor with Smirnoff Ice Double Black with Guarana. Enjoy ice cold.
Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
Everyone dreams of owning their own home. Sometimes they get stuck between choosing the perfect home or a smart investment. At Terra Developers, we believe you can have both, and we are making it happen. Our properties are situated in the most sought-after areas of Abuja and Lagos. Our payment policy makes it easy to pay for your new property in full or in convenient installments. With us, you get the right blend of both comfort and smart investing. Explore the path towards the good life with us. Call us today on 0912-5000-558 or 0818-994-4001 or visit terradevelopers.com.ng. Terra Developers, live the good life.
Wake up, sleepyhead. It's Girls Day Out.
Fine. What's the plan for today?
Okay. So we have a 9 a.m. hair and nail appointment at the salon. At 3 p.m., we're going to watch the new superhero movie. Have drinks with Emeka and his friend at 6. At 8, we're going to try out the new restaurant at the mall and...
Eh? All that in one day? How?
Easy, my love. Start your day with a bowl of cereal made specially with Olympic milk. And let's get going.
Enjoy the goodness of Olympic milk to own your day. Olympic milk. Stay active.
Over 11 million naira cash prize and airtime where them value reach 25 million naira. Full ground for win inside the Devon Kings Mega Millionaire promo. To enter, just buy 1 liter or 2 liter bottle of Devon Kings oil where carry the Mega Millionaire promo label for body. Scratch the panel to see the pangba pin where you carry. Make you text Kings, give space, then type your pin. Send them go 8011. For more information, follow at Devon Kings NG for social media. This promo go in yet. From now, go reach May 26, 2023. Terms and conditions.
Great news for all beverage distributors. Here's a great opportunity to expand and grow your business with Bullet Energy Drinks and Pure Heaven Wines. Partner with us now and become one of our esteemed distributors. To get started, call 090-2319-5843, 0817-235-0807, or send an email to distribution@bulletnigeria.com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Bullet Energy Drinks and Pure Heaven Wines are produced by Sunmark UK, imported and marketed by JR Agencies International Limited.
He's an enemy's chosen one, as hunters on the run.
Superboy in Mamba suit makes magic with his golden boots.
He's JJ, JJ, one and only JJ.
Watch me, JJ, the chosen one, in the all-new Showmax original animation series, now available only on Showmax. Subscribe from 1,200 Naira monthly. Sign up at showmax.com.
The Oriflame Grab Your Ride promo is here. Join Oriflame and buy products worth at least 100 BP monthly from 1st April to 30th June. And you stand a chance to win a brand new SUV and 100 million Naira worth of products. prizes. 100 BP is simply 35,000 Naira. So join Oriflame today to participate. The more you buy, the more prizes you win. See Oriflame Instagram and the website for details. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is approved by all promo regulatory authorities. Oriflame, changing lives.
Sleepwalking through the afternoon. Sleepwalking through the afternoon. Sleepwalking through the afternoon. Don't live life on repeat. Enjoy your break moments with Fiber Life Pulpy, a treat that awakens your senses and fills you with zest. So feel those moments with the indulgent sensations of Fiber Life Pulpy. Fiber Life, filled with life.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
Yes, it's
talk. Your number one station for talk.
Yes, it's